Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody under the sound of my voice, right now we're just gonna worship God. I don't care what you're going through, let's just saturate the place with worship. Let's saturate your cars, your houses. Offer it up to Him right now. Whatever you're dealing with, just give it to Him right now. I guarantee you in this moment, if you give it up, He will give it to you.
Oh,
an awesome God. God, we love you. And we reverence your name, Jesus. There's nobody like you. God, we submit. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You are now tuned into EMG Radio. I am your host, Minister Brown, also known as Faith Walker. We have a well spiritually led broadcast, kingdom led, kingdom builded, kingdom founded. And so we give honor and praise to God on tonight. Just want you to sit back and just prepare your hearts for the word of God. Prepare your hearts for how God moves and his anointing that is evidently present on this broadcast tonight. We're coming forth at this time from Elder Scotty, amen. Elder Scotty, he's coming forth. I usually do the prayer, but amen, we got a special prayer guest tonight. Elder Scotty, who's the armor bearer to our very own Apostle White, Kenneth White, come forth at this time with the prayer.
Let us humble our hearts before the throne of God. Almighty God, precious Father, we just come before you tonight, Lord God, to give you reverence and to give you praise, God. To honor your name, Father, to lift up the name before the people of God tonight, Lord God. Father, as we come across the airways tonight, Father God, we just, first of all, just praise your holy name, God. For without you, Lord God, nothing would exist, nothing would be possible, God. So we are so grateful tonight, Father God, that we can honor you, Father God, and put the word of God throughout the airwaves tonight, Father. We just sanctify this airwaves tonight, Father God, and saturate it with your spirit, Father God. Let your glory rain down tonight, Father God, upon the listeners of this station tonight, Father God, and let the word of God come forth, Father God, with truth and simplicity, Father. Lord God, we lift up the man of God that will minister the word of God tonight, Father God. Anoint the ears and the hearts and the minds of the people tonight that they will not just be hearers of the word, Father, but doers of the word, Father God. Let the kingdom word, Father God, be present tonight, Father God. Let the word of God, Father God, lead and guide us, Father. For the word of God is a light unto our path and is a lamp unto our feet, Father. Let us be guided by the word of God. I would be remiss if I would not lift up my apostle, Kenneth White, tonight, Father. I just speak blessings over his life and just so grateful for the man of God that's in my life and guiding me, my spiritual father. Lord God, we just thank you for Minister Brown tonight, Father God, for the labor and the workman in the kingdom of God, a man that's got his hand to the plow, Father. Lord God, we just thank you tonight, Father God, as we tune in tonight, Father God, edify our ears, edify our soul and our spirit. In Jesus' name we thank you. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Scotty, for that wonderful, heartfelt prayer. Like I said, you're tuned into the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. Amen. This is where we interview people of Fivefold Ministry. They have a chance to come on this broadcast. They explain their mantle, apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, teachers. They get to explain their mantle, their mission, their mandate. Amen. Everybody who God sends with a special mission in the earth realm. Let's be clear on here. So you as the people of God, you have, as every Monday, you have an opportunity to come on here and listen by divine appointment on what a true apostle is on tonight. Amen. So this man of God I met by the anointing, he spoke into my life. Amen. Amen. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about a little bit of other things. Amen. But we're going to focus on the mission, the mandate, the mantle. I met him by the anointing. Amen. He walks in the authority and the power of God. He has been given untimely wisdom among his peers. Amen. I thank God for him. And also shout out to Prophetess Joanne Tyson. Amen. Definitely who should be listening, especially tuned in by the anointing. I bring forth none other than Apostle L. Tyson.
Well, God bless you, man of God. It's such a privilege and an honor to, first of all, be invited on such a well-needed and much-needed program. And I consider it indeed a privilege. I'm greatly humbled by it.
Amen. Amen. Apostle, we know you're a busy man. You preach all around the nation of United States of America, so we know you do the labor, amen. It's an honor and privilege to have you on this broadcast. I don't even know if you remember me, amen.
I'm trying to remember, man of God, I have been doing what I do for over 50 years. I spoke prophetically at the age of 10, and the Lord's will, I'll be 67 next month. So for the better part of a half a century, I have been speaking to the lives of people, and names escape me. Faces never do. I would recognize you, I'm sure, but you would have to refresh my memory as to how we met.
Okay, Reviving the Faith, Pastor Desmond Tamaya Carruthers. I was the guy that you said, if you turn around again, I'm going to hit you with the book. You said you've entered for Rams glory.
Okay.
And matter of fact, I was sitting in the back, but I know you do this for a living, amen. So I was sitting in the back. You prophesied a lot of things, amen. It was about a year and a half ago. I was sitting in the back, amen, and I had just gone through one of the most intense battles of my life. And you spoke by the Spirit of the Lord everything accurate. You spoke everything accurate. Concerning my testimony, what many well know about the past 5 years, probably over 5 years now, probably about 6.5 years ago, and it just confirmed a lot of things that I've been involved with as far as my warfare with the devil, the wicked one. And God, just by his anointing that was present in that particular place at that particular time, just allowed you to go and really quicken me by his Spirit. And a lot of things you prophesied, I am now walking in now.
Praise God.
So I bless God. And so when the opportunity came, and God would always drop you in my spirit, and I said, Lord, I'm gonna try to get him on the broadcast. No, he's a busy man, because every time I hear about you all, even this place or that place, you and your wonderful wife, Prophetess Joanne, I know y'all doing a wonderful work, just birthing out the people of God to their proper destiny. So I just thank God for the work that you're doing.
Amen. God bless you. Was this in Atlanta?
Yes, sir, Atlanta.
Okay.
Pastor Desmond Tamaya Carruthers.
Yes.
I labored with them for a season, couple seasons, amen. I'm also known as Faith Walker.
Okay, praise God. Amen. Yeah, we have.
Yes, sir.
God has blessed us to be connected with so many incredible people. And that's the body of Christ. If we would ever just recognize incredible the body of Christ is, we would never see anyone minimally. We would always see them as God sees them. The only reason they're in the body is being hand-selected by God to be birthed into it, to be called into it by a word in season. And that makes everybody special. And I think one of the things that we really get messed up with is when God elevates us into various realms of ministry, especially what we call the fivefold. You know, we act as if that's some exclusive club. But I just believe that the greater the anointing on your life, the whatever the title is, the apex of the title that God would give you, I believe that it just puts you in a position to be the servant of all. And I just love God's people, and my quest, my passion is to see God's people reach their fulfillment, that destiny that God has launched them into, that he has begun that good work in. He will perform it, the Bible declares, until the day of Jesus Christ. And I take seriously the assignment to help people reach that level.
My God. You know, we just going to kick back, Apostle. We're just going to flow. I know you have no problem with that at all.
Amen.
347-945-5416. We have the Apostle Tyson on. Amen. So you definitely can call in. Be very clear, callers. And when you call in, be very clear. Amen. This is an awesome man of God, real man of God in the building. Be careful at your own risk. Amen. By the Holy Spirit. So I would like to ask you, Apostle, what are the ingredients now? You know, I know you are straight from the hip type of an apostle. You don't play no games. So
amen.
I'm going to shoot straight from the hip because I know that's how you roll. You just
amen.
Real like that.
Amen.
So we hear in this dispensation, you've seen a lot of apostles rise. You've seen a lot
yes.
of apostles fall. So
yes.
you give the true definition by the Spirit of the Lord, what is an apostle?
Well, you know, the Bible, it defines it as a special messenger. And that is an assignment that is given for a time, dispensations, and it is to establish the first order of business for any apostle that understands the mandate is to set order. And if you look at Christ, in particular about the past 100 years, there has been such a disruption of the order of God. All of these esoteric revelations and new so-called dispensations and organizations and everything is coming up. Everybody wants to do their own thing. And it has so diluted the body of Christ that we have lost sight of the assignment of being that special messenger, that one that comes to establish the order of the kingdom of God. And that's for the people to lead the life that Jesus came for them to live. It is not the Lord over anyone. It is to establish the basis, the foundation that God's people can be built upon. And you know as well as I do, the body of Christ has become inundated. Apostles. Everybody's an apostle now. You save 1 week, amen, you're pastoring the next week you're a prophet, next week after that you're a bishop or then you're archbishop, an apostle and chief apostle. Haven't been in this thing no time at all. All of a sudden God has elevated you into a place that people have labored in sincerity and labored in honesty, labored in integrity, and labored especially in the work. And God is not going to make us aware or let us be aware that there is someone on the scene now who is a part of who God has called us to be. That's just not the way things go, man. I believe that every ministry is announced by someone walking in that ministry. Jesus was announced by John the Baptist. Jesus was in the crowd like everybody else. No one knew who he was, but the one who was assigned to introduce him into that realm. And the moment that he was introduced by John the Baptist, Jesus began to walk in his ministry. And I believe that what God is doing in this season is he's raising up and calling together the authentic apostles that have to rebuke, have to expose, have to do whatever necessary to stop this onslaught of these wannabe apostles, these people who think there's something glamorous to this thing. Man, I'm going to share this with you. Had I known what I was facing when God spoke to me and called me into this realm, I would have said no. I would have probably been like Jonah, ran as fast as I could to Tarshish, because this thing, it requires great suffering. There is nothing about the anointing that exempts you from suffering. As a matter of fact, the moment that God designates you for an assignment, you rest assured that the next thing out is going to be suffering. Jesus, the Bible declares, when he came up out of the water, was led into the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights to be tempted of the devil. And that seems like a strange place for the one who's coming to reconcile a man back to God, that his first thing that he had to go through was to endure the devil. But I love the Bible. The Bible says that he went was led into the wilderness by the Spirit, but he came out of the wilderness in the power of the Spirit. So it is the things that God takes us through that really puts the anointing on us, that qualifies us and equips us to make a shepherd of those who God has truly called and who he has not called. It doesn't mean that we're trying to be mean or hateful or trying to, as the term is so familiar, trying to step on somebody or put on somebody's anointing. It doesn't mean that it's all. And it doesn't mean that you're not authentically called to be that, but there's a time that God wants you to be developed into it so you don't make a mockery out of it. That's the problem right now. You've got so many people that are stepping into that realm, but they're making an absolute mockery of what that realm really is called to be.
My Lord. Amen. Many of y'all who are listening via around the world, internet, amen, smartphones, iPhones, iPads, amen, whether you be on your cell phones, computers, desktop, laptops, you are listening to the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. The number is 347-945-5416. That's 347-945-5416. And for those of you who are on the line on the cell phone end, you can definitely press 1 and you can ask the apostle any question you so desire. Let's be clear. Show respect. Amen. Any vulgarity or disrespect of the apostolic mantle, you will be disconnected on the spot. No questions asked. So please respect the mantle in the name of Jesus Christ. So now, apostle, so now we're going on. Concerning your apostolic mantle, Paul said we are made us like a spectacle unto the world. It was something that the Lord led me to say to Apostle Givens the other night, because I see this man of God, he losing his eyesight. Enemy attacked his eyesight. Enemy calls him, now he's walking with a cane. You know, it's just all kind of thing. And I said, and they said, well, you know, many people question his apostleship. And I said, well, no, that looks about right. That looks about right. You know, and people are like, well, it looks about right. I said, yeah, that looks about right, because Paul said we're making a spectacle into the world. You're hated on, you're persecuted on for the anointing. And I said, God, a lot of times when I see God as somebody who's been through the fire and they had to learn a fear of God by going through the fire, and the thing I asked God is, I said, God, why is it that I see so much people, they're calling themselves prophets, they're calling themselves apostles, but they're loved. They're loved. It's a difference between being loved and respect. But it's people that being, they're loved. And I said, if you're loved so much by the world, that means you got some residue on you, Bubba. That means you got some residue somewhere on you. What is it that you see concerning these people who are self-appointed, who have not endured like you may have endured, and they're not even just want to be stars in a pulpit?
Man of God, I would certainly admonish them to be wary of stepping into something that God never called you into. When you look at the Bible, Jesus called the original 12. He called them. Paul made the announcement, I am an apostle called by God. Understand this, and I make this very clear everywhere that I go. Whatever your assignment is in the body of Christ, be it one of the fivefold, be it a layperson, whatever your assignment is, there are also demons who are assigned to your assignment, and they are not trying to authenticate you. You can step into that realm if you want to. You can self-title yourself into a realm if you want to. But those demons are not going to make a difference between you and those who have been called. The sons of Sceva presented themselves as someone coming in the name of Paul's God. And one man beat those dudes so bad, it made them really look foolish trying to step into a realm that they've not been called into. Those demons took great pleasure in doing that because they understood something. You make us look good when you make God look bad. And we have to realize that when we're stepping out into something that God never called us into, I don't care how much of a following we have. I tell people all the time, you can put a frog on the corner with a bucket on his head, beating a can on top of his head with a Bible in front of him, and give him 3 weeks and somebody will be in front of him as a follower. Mm. So that people follow you doesn't say anything. As a matter of fact, there should be something about you that when you show up, people really wonder, do they want to come there or not? Because when you come, you're coming straight forward with the word of God. It's nothing to sugarcoat. You're not coming to tickle anyone's fancy. You're not coming to be a man pleaser. You're coming on an assignment from God. So those who are not called to it, I would admonish you to stay in the realm of what you have been called to. And if God has called you into it and you're not ready for it yet, I would admonish you to get with someone who's been walking in that mantle for some time so that they can equip you, they can warn you of the pitfalls that you're going to face in this ministry.
Hallelujah. 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. I trusted that you're well in tune to the Spirit of God that is present on the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. We have none other than Apostle L. Tyson. Amen. Who also labors alongside with his wife, Prophetess Joanne Tyson. Amen. Who God has given them the charge of birthing and aligning people to their destiny. Amen. And so we bless God for having, amen, the man of God, Apostle Tyson, on the broadcast tonight. Now, Apostle, I'm about to come forth straight up with the next question. Amen. I ain't going to sugarcoat it. I'm going to get right to the point. For female apostles, talk to me.
Okay. I have no issue at all. First of all, I don't genderize the ministry. Because, look, I tell people all the time, I don't believe in women preachers, but I don't believe in men preachers either. I believe in Holy Ghost preachers. And I believe to say that a woman can't walk in an assignment is to infer that a woman can't have the Holy Ghost. And it is the, so I don't have an issue at all with female apostles. I really don't.
Okay. Amen. Amen. I'll keep it right along moving. Okay. The prophets. You've seen a lot of prophets over the years. You've seen in this present dispensation, as far as the last 20 years, definitely paying attention, you've probably seen where there is not too many prophets on the scene. Now you go and travel across America, you see a whole lot of them. You see a lot of homemade ones, too. Just tell me what you have seen in the prophetic realm.
I believe Prophet Brian Karn put it quite eloquently. It has become the prophetic realm.
Oh, my God.
You've got people who are – and let's just get to the point, man of God. You've got a lot of people that are trying to step into the prophetic realm or announce themselves as prophets because of a dollar. That is their sole objective, is to get a dollar. People are so bamboozled and so easily bamboozled that they're seeking shortcuts and remedies. The most of the people that flock to prophetic ministries, believe it or not, are the same people that go to the soothsayers. They just didn't get what they wanted there, so they're willing to gamble $100 at a prophetic meeting above the $10 that they got at a palm reader and hoping that they're getting what they want to hear. And there are too many people who are willing through the operation of familiar spirits that are too willing to tell them what they want to hear so that they can give them what they want them to have or what they want to have. At the end of the day, it's about a dollar when they leave the arena. Let me share this, man. If I leave the arena, I mean having to pay more to get there than I did left out of there with. As long as a soul was saved, as long as a life was changed, I had a very successful meeting. I tell people, I don't judge the success of a revival by how many people showed up, how much money was raised. The success of any revival is worth that any lives changed. If no lives are being changed, we wasted our time. We could have been doing something else, watching Matt like eating popcorn or something, because it was a total waste of time. At the end of the day, it should be about a soul. And anyone that's coming under the guise of being a prophet that is not reaching out for a soul, I would admonish people to run as fast as you can, because that is
Amen.
An assignment straight from hell.
Amen. 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. You are tuned into the Mantle of God Empowerment Program, hosted by yours truly, Minister Brown. Amen. Also, we have a special guest, Apostle L. Tyson. Amen. Straight out of Texas. Amen. We are interviewing this man of God concerning the apostolic mantle. Amen. And also going down the line of also the fivefold ministry. Jumping back, Apostle, to the apostolic mantle. Now, a lot of people are judging the apostolic mantle. Well, I've seen the Lord, because Paul said in Scripture, well, haven't I seen the Lord, Jesus Christ? Have I seen the Lord? So a lot of people say, well, I've seen the Lord. The Lord told me I'm called to be an apostle. And I often challenge preachers with this. Ananias seen the Lord. The Lord came to Ananias, to one who had the calling. He said, go to the one who had the calling of an apostle. And I said, you can't always judge because you've seen the Lord that you're called to be an apostle, because Stephen was nothing but a deacon, and he seen the Lord in the sky.
Amen.
So we can always judge that. What do we say about our brothers and sisters that saying, okay, I'm called to be an apostle, I seen the Lord, so that therefore qualifies me because I'm sent where he told me to go?
I would ask them, what did he look like? I want them to tell me what he looked like. You said you saw him. What did he look like? Was he 5'4", 6'3"? What did he look like? Because I can assure you that that question right there will put people on the defense and almost cause an argument. So if you ask that question, be ready for retaliation, because most people try to authenticate the apostleship by having seen the Lord. There are many apostles who have heard the voice of God, who have moved based on the voice of God into the apostolic, into the obedience of that calling, who were never possessed. I saw it, but I did hear it. Let me share something. I would trust more that somebody said that they heard the Lord than for somebody to tell me that they saw the Lord, because when you tell me that, I want to know what it looks like. Okay, if I get 10 of you together, and all 10 of you said that God, you've seen the Lord, and he called you to be an apostle, and that is your qualifier. At the end of the 10th, everybody had better describe him the exact same way. Because otherwise, you are trying to put yourself in a position based upon what somebody else told you was the qualifier for an apostle.
My Lord.
And that's where the fault lies, right? You got so many people that are trying to judge the authenticity of the apostleship with that question, have you seen Jesus? Well, realistically, that's none of your business whether I've seen him or not. Bottom line, because first of all, when you're asking me that question, because you've got an argument that you're ready to present, because you don't believe that there are modern-day apostles. And I will not argue with anybody about the assignment that's on my life, man, because that is not what I'm called to do. If you don't believe it, that's on you. But I've got scripture to back up the fact that there will never be a dispensation until the Lord himself comes back, that there will not be the necessity of an apostle.
Amen. 347-945-5416. Mantle of God Empowerment Program. We have Apostle Tyson in the building. Amen. You can definitely press 1 at any given time if you wish to question this apostle concerning the apostolic mantle or his ministry. My next question, Apostle Tyson, is this. When did you know that you were different and that you were predestined or chosen in Jesus Christ for a particular work? You were set apart for a work for the Lord to do. When did you finally have that confirmation?
Man of God, I have known my whole life that there was something different about who I was to be. I never will forget, at the age of 10, some friends of mine and I were all talking about what we were going to be when we grew up. Now, understand, when I grew up, we're talking back in I was born in 46, so you're talking about the 50s. So the options for an African-American to achieve some of the levels that they can achieve now were not there. In my peer group, the highest calling you were going to be into was at best a school teacher, but most of us were either going to be cowboys or Indian chiefs. And so when we went around the table, everybody was announcing who they were going to be. And when it got to me, I said a preacher. For this day, I do not, well, I know it came from God, but I had nothing in my pedigree that would have put that answer in front of me. And the fact that God had brought it out of me, and within 3 weeks I was going to be prophesying, I've known my whole life because I've talked with God my whole life. I've heard the voice of God my whole life. Apostolically, I've been walking in this apostolic ministry since 1991, so roughly 22 years now. And to be very honest about it, when the Lord spoke to me that I'm calling you to be an apostle, and I'm being very transparent and honest on the airways, because I know how people are. When the Lord spoke to me, I've called you to be an apostle, my answer was, get thee behind me, Satan. I kid you not, because I had nothing within me that desired to be an apostle. I had no understanding, no comprehension at all what an apostle was all about. So this had to be the voice of the devil. And there was a revival of a lady that her daughter, her first cousin came to one of my meetings, and her first cousin was dying. The doctors had given her 6 weeks to live. She had an inoperable brain tumor. And the Lord had me to speak to her to bring a gallon of water. I prayed over that water and told her to tell her to drink this water. Don't guzzle it down, but take her a drink every time she's thirsty, and God's going to heal her. Well, that was back in 1990. Actually, it was in 91, because it was shortly before then. And the girl is still alive. So God healed her. So her grandmother wanted me to come and do a meeting because I was doing the meeting for a friend of hers. And so when we set the meeting up, she called me back about midnight. Actually, it was a little bit before midnight. She said, "Man of God, I was doing the flyer for the revival, and I want to know what you want to put on the flyer." I said, "Woman of God, you got the Holy Ghost. Whatever God tells you to put on there, put on there." I said, "Okay, fine, you know." So she hung up. About 30 minutes later, this woman calls me back. Now, mind you, I've only seen her once in my life. She calls me back and said, "God said, yes, he did call you to be an apostle, and you deal with that," and hung up in my face. Well, I'm saying, you know, this old lady don't know me like that. You know, she lost her mind. She must be the devil, too. I mean, need to cancel this revival.
Yeah.
And I was in a meeting in Longview, and there was this woman they called the cleanup woman. She's going on to be with the Lord now, but everybody sees this woman. This was a woman who, I'm talking about, shot from the hip. If you were unclean, she could bust you right in the middle of a service and had no problem doing it. And I went to her meeting already knowing what her reputation was. This was the type of meeting that I love because I have nothing to hide. I live holy on purpose.
That's right.
And so I'm sitting up in a meeting in the midst of, I'm talking about a great message. And woman was into the flow of it. She turned around and looked at me and said, "God said, yes, you are an apostle. Now, what are you going to do about it?" And, man, this woman said it was such authority. I sat there and I trembled. I said, "Well, I'm going to find out, you know, all I can do about it. I'm going to answer the call." It almost as if God had to shock me to bring fear into me to accept the assignment that he called me into. And one of the things that I know that had he prepared me for it with what was coming ahead, he knew that I would have maintained my stance, that this had to be the devil, because there was no way that I'm going to go through what you're showing me that I'm going to go through in order to achieve what you got for me. And so I've walked in it with the not only the knowledge of who I am, but the assurance, because God does confirm his words with signs following. That is one of the things I believe that marks an apostle more than anything else. You can talk about you seeing Jesus all you want to, but are there any signs following you? And a sign is the validation that God has called you to work in the operation of your assignment. That is basically the sign. If there are no signs following you, you try to find out what God really called you into, because obviously he didn't call you into this.
My Lord. 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416, the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. Amen. We are here with Apostle L. Tyson. Amen. We're just sitting here with the Apostle. He took time out of his busy schedule to rock out with us on the EMG Radio, sponsored by Nathan on the Spot. Shout out to Pastor Hill on the road, making it happen on the switchboards, doing what he does the best. We also give a special shout out to you who listen, who tune in every Monday night. Amen. And shout out to all the gospel artists who definitely support this broadcast listening as well. So we definitely thank you. Now, Apostle, so what are some of the things, and so many questions I want to ask you, and I have nothing written down. I'm just flowing with the area that I feel the Lord wants me to go. What are some of the things that you see in Fivefold Ministry? For number one, do you have the whole entire operation in your church?
Well, absolutely. It's in my ministry, man. I've planted 5 churches, and we get ready to plant another. I've got 100 churches worldwide. But the Lord spoke to me last month and said, "I want you to train up ministers to go abroad, because I want you to strengthen the hands of the stateside ministries." So right now, I've been in 5 states in the past 5 Sundays. Looks like I'm all over the country right now. One of the things that I know that God is wanting me to do is to ensure that everywhere I go, that the fivefold is represented in that ministry. Because if it's not, then that's one of the areas that the ministry really needs to flow into. Now, here's the blessing of it. I've got 2 of my sons that are coming out of a Baptist church. One of them has converted the whole church into the apostolic ministry. And one of them has just transitioned to a Baptist congregation, and the Lord is having me to go in and do a lot of structural teaching so that the people are equipped for, you know, what God is placing in them.
My God, Ozai. That's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. I give God all honor and glory for that. Amen. What are some of the things, as far as having the operation of the fivefold ministry, what is the unity of the power in fivefold, true fivefold unity, what that can do to a ministry for those pastors, for those overseers that are listening in?
Oh, my God, man, it is invaluable. Because, first of all, the Bible says in Ephesians 3:20, I believe it is, that we're established on the foundation, we're built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. So anything that does not have a foundation does not stand a chance to stay intact. That's why you have so many splits of churches. You don't have the fivefold operation there. When you have that foundation, you're not worried about splits. And one thing that I'm finding out as I travel to live the rest of this country is the way that you can truly recognize the authenticity of the apostolic or the prophetic or really any of the fivefold is that we really get along. There are no arguments, there are no disagreements, because we're all seeing the same thing. We're seeing the necessity to do what we've been called to do, and we relish in strengthening the hand of each other to do it. We understand that the Bible is true when it says that iron sharpens iron, and we have to do that. So that is what you have at your disposal whenever you've got the establishment of the fivefold within your organization, within your structure, or whatever that might be. You're going to have the true potential and the power and more likely the probability to be a very successful ministry because you're not worried about splitting. That ministry, the continuity of it, the harmony of it is what blends the ministry and keeps everything together. You've got one part watching out for the other part, watching out for the other part, for the other part, and you've got all eyes everywhere. So it's very hard for the enemy to come in and deceive because you've got everything in operation.
My Lord. Okay, Apostle, we're going to shift gears here.
Okay.
Now, gospel rap. Talk to me.
Okay.
You've seen it all. You've seen music throughout the years from Andre Crouch on the Mighty Clouds, on up how music has shifted over the years. Kirk Franklin, talk to me. How we rightly divide everything with gospel rap?
Now that's one of the things that I'm really not qualified to speak on because I've not been exposed to a lot of it.
I go into
a lot of circles that, you know, have not been exposed to that ministry. So I'm not going to, you know, talk about something that I'm not equipped to talk about.
That's the wisdom of God right there. I love it. I love it, man of God. Okay. So what the type of music do you like, Apostle? What do you listen to? On a day, what can I catch you listening to in your decade, man?
You're going to have me. I love Israel. Israel Holt
is
my favorite artist. Yeah. I'm a worshiper. I am a worshiper at heart. So you're going to catch me listening to something soft, something mellow, something glorifying God. I like Kurt Carr's new piece. Anybody that glorifies God, I can pretty much listen to it. I love William McDowell. That's what you'll find in my car. It'll go probably in that sequence. And Terry McAllman, you'll find that in sequence in my car.
Okay, let me go to another genre of music. Rhythm and praise.
I'm not even familiar with that one. What's that, a spinoff of Weird Rhythm and
You stay up in the holies of holies, Apostle. That's another genre of music. Okay, well, Apostle, you're in the third heaven. Okay, let me bring it back down. Let me shift my line of question. I'm just asking questions.
I mean, rhythm and praise, what, I mean, is that like a, what is
yes,
that?
Yes, unfortunately, Apostle, we have that genre. See, what happened over the years, a lot of gospel, they took the word gospel and they divide into a lot of different sections. You have gospel rock, you have gospel this, gospel that, rhythm and praise. You know, that's what's going on. That's what's going on.
You know, I can't say this, man of God, from this standpoint about any genre of music. If there is no change in the behavior of the listener, then it can't be that effective for the body of Christ. Because first of all, when we are exposed to Jesus Christ, we're supposed to become a new creation. Those old things should be passed away and all things have become new. That should be something that can differentiate us from the world in every manner. Now, if the music that we're listening to has no difference in the lifestyle between the genre that we are in, to me, where is the fine line? Because the Bible tells us that a friend of the world is an enemy of God. Now, I do say this, that, you know, the Bible tells us not to be formed or fashioned according to the pattern of this world. Be separate. That should be something distinctive about us. Now, I share this everywhere I go, and a lot of times it's met with a lot of, you know, I know some of them anger because I have no problem letting you know. And I tell you, if you don't want the truth, don't bring an apostle. Bottom line,
amen.
You know.
Amen.
I tell people this. There's a problem. The problem that I have is when the church looks like the world. I've got a major problem with that. Because, first of all, the world should look like the church. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to make an impact on the world and not the world make an impact on the church. That's where I draw the line in all of it. Because there is nothing wrong when we are so fascinated by the dress styles and the types of music and the beats of the world that we want to bring it into the church. Why not take the gospel to the world? Why not take praise and worship to the world?
Mm-hmm.
What is it about the world that we've got to be so fascinated by that we want to look just like it, but the world don't want to look nothing like us? There's a problem there.
Amen.
What is it about our presentation that's not convincing the world that they ought to be like we are rather than us be like them?
Mm-hmm. Amen. 347-945-5416. Y'all hear the apostle? He's going in, amen. The Method of God Empowerment Program, 347-945-5416. We bless this man of God for taking time out of his schedule to come up on here and rock out with us. Now, I'm going to switch the gears again, amen. We're going back to the apostolic, amen, and the prophetic as well. You've seen a lot of rebels. I met a lot of prophets, amen, in my young days. Amen. I'm only 35 years old, praise God. I met a lot of prophets, and a lot of them don't have covering. Don't have covering. And I'm trying to figure this out because I'm saying, y'all crazy, you know. And they say, well, God teaches me. God teaches me. God is my cover. And Apostle, help me to figure this out. This is a question I'm asking to you. How important is it to have not only covering but the right covering?
Man of God, let me share something with you. You're saying a lot in one question because I refuse, and I always have refused, from the day that I went into ministry, I refuse to be unaccountable. And because of that fact, I have submitted myself to ministries that in reality should have been submitted to me. But because I refuse to be unaccountable, I will align myself. I've always sought to ensure that I had covering. Because that within itself says to me that I'm not going to be my own sounding board. I'm not going to be my own validation. I'm not going to go. I mean, where is the voice of reasoning? If I got a reason within myself, that's insanity.
Mm.
And that's what you've got. You've got the spirit of renegades, and that's basically what it is. It's a renegade that refuses to have someone that they're willing to submit to. My covering, Apostle Lionel Childress, matter of fact, he's 25 miles from me, one of the most incredible men of God on this planet. I didn't see him to know that he was my spiritual father. I heard him. I heard his voice. He was coming into the building. He spoke, and I said, that's him. When he got into the building, they'd given me some words of exhortation, and before I could get three words out of my mouth, I turned around to him. I said, I've been looking for you my entire life. My and Lord. We have such an incredible father-son relationship. And you know what, to be honest about it, I think that I may be a couple of years older than he is. That doesn't matter. The age difference, it doesn't matter at all. It is the level of wisdom, the assignment on his life to cover ministers like mine. Man, I'm talking about I can't wait to drop my tithes off whenever God gives me increase. I mean, the greatest pleasure that I have in my life is sowing in to my covering, to my spiritual leader. And people are missing something, man of God. It's not that people think that you can't be covered or you don't have the intelligence or you don't have the anointing or whatever, but you are missing something when you don't have someone that you can go to when you can't go to yourself. It takes a fool to depend on himself for every answer.
Come on now. Come on now.
And then you've got so many of them, you've got renegades trying to feed renegades. How can you help me if you haven't been where I'm trying to go?
Come on now.
And that's what they're missing. That I mean, just the beauty of a relationship between father and son. And here's the problem that I got with those ministers, man of God. They fully expect someone to be submitted to them. And that's hypocrisy at its highest level.
Yes.
You don't want to submit to anybody, but you think that because you're saying that God has called you to be an apostle, that people are supposed to be submitted to you.
Come on now.
And that's where they're not thinking. I guarantee you can't show me any of them. Because first of all, if you're saying that you're an apostle and you don't have anybody, that within itself shows that you're crazy. And if you got somebody, then why don't anybody have you?
Okay, Apostle. So a person, and I just discern for our listening audience that's listening, for those theologians listening in, what would be the scriptural reference? Can we go to the book of Acts and say, okay, the apostles, when they had the matter of the Gentiles, they went to James. They went to James. They was apostles, they had an issue, but they still had to go to James. I think around Acts the 15th chapter, they had to go to James and really seek wise counsel. Is it safe to go there, Apostle?
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, not even that, you know, I mean, you go all over the Bible. Because, first of all, you know, we think that because Paul wrote so much of the New Testament, the letters in particular, that he was what you would consider the chief apostle, but that was not so. Peter was the lead apostle in that region. And Paul himself understood something. Even though they had differences of opinion about things, Paul was still submitted to the council at Jerusalem.
That's right. That's right.
And those that were with Paul were submitted to him. Timothy was his son.
Yes, sir.
He could recommend Timothy because he knew not only Timothy's pedigree, but he knew Timothy's integrity. He knew that he would lead like he had been led.
Amen. 347-945-5416. The Mantle of God Empowerment Program, I truly trust that you are being fed. Amen. You are learning more about this man of God's mantle, the apostolic mantle of Apostle L. Tyson. Amen. He's been doing this for well over 50 years, operating, prophesying, amen, and being installed into the apostleship since 1991. This man of God, I met him by the anointing, had an honor and privilege of meeting him roughly about a year and a half ago. Awesome man of God, amen, who flows uncloggingly, definitely flows, amen, awesome man of faith. So, man of God, let me ask you something. Where are the evangelists? Have you seen any lately?
Oh, man, and you know, I'm sad. It hurts me. It hurts me to the core. I've got two men of God that I know are evangelists, and they take great pride in being so. That is, to me, that is the saddest part of the entire ministry, is that you've got so many people that are looking at the apostolic and the prophetic as some type of glamour position, that they don't understand that the fivefold ministry, ministry is that fivefold in a higher, in a greater, in a more authoritative, in a more anointed than
that's
the
right.
other. I think across the board, the assignments may be different. If your assignment is different, if there is a greater need for a greater anointing, it will be for the occasion. But it doesn't mean that you carte blanche walk in some type of up echelon anointing. The thing is, people have just so gotten caught up with the glamour ministries and so caught up with mega ministries and the teaching ministries, thank God, are taking off, that nobody wants to be an evangelist. And trust me, God is calling more people to be evangelists that are trying to operate as prophets and trying to operate as apostles than we would ever realize. But we are missing that key ingredient. We're not hearing the messages that are necessary for us to hear, because some messages can only come from an evangelist.
Come on now.
We're hearing messages out of season, messages out of sequence, because we're trying to hear evangelistic messages from somebody who's not qualified, don't have the grace or the anointing to do so.
You know what, Apostle? I thank God that, you know, I've been saved since 2001. I came... got baptized the same night a woman by the name of Evangelist Jackie Ward was preaching. I don't know if she's still living, but she's an anointed man, woman of God. She moved in such power and evangelistic that I have ever seen in my life, and it changed my whole life. It changed my whole life that particular evening that I heard her speak. And she walked in such power. Now that I'm older in the faith, I can often look back and see, if she didn't know who she was, she could say, I'm a prophetess.
Yeah.
She could say, I'm a prophetess. Or, I'm called to be anything else. You understand what I'm saying? That's why
right.
The Bible said make your calling and your election sure. You know, people think that, like you were saying, an apostle or a prophet is the only one that can walk with a certain level of authority. I often tell people, I said, when God puts an anointing on your life, there is a peak of that anointing that is released on your life, but it takes a lot of prayer, consecration, and fasting for you to get to that particular level where it will be released at that particular fullness. And so would that be safe to say concerning the lack of understanding with people concerning having that knowledge of, well, God has given anointing for my life, and I just have to do my part?
Amen. Well, be sure. You said it. Make sure that your election, that your calling is sure. Make absolutely sure that you are operating where you're supposed to. Because if you are not, then the body of Christ is crippled. Because the part of it that is supposed to be operating is not. It's just like if every part of the body wanted to be a heart. How can we walk? How can we grasp anything? How can we see if everything wanted to be the heart? Because the heart is that glamour thing. The heart is what pumps blood everywhere. I'm going to try to be the heart. Now think about how foolish that is for a hand to try to be a heart.
My Lord, Apostle, we look like we got a call. Look like people are tired of listening. They want to get in on the conversation. Amen. Amen. We got a caller here on the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. You are on with our special guest, Apostle L. Tyson. Caller, may I have your name, please?
Hey, man. What's up, Faith? It's Manny, man.
Praise the Lord. How you doing, Brother Manny? Amen.
Awesome,
this is Manny S.C. He's also a gospel artist. Amen. Calling in, showing his love. We thank you for calling in. The floor is all yours to ask Apostle Tyson any question you desire.
I just want to ask, sir, God bless you, and man, I've just been learning so much just listening. But I really wanted to ask, what's some true signs of an apostle? Like, give me some signs of an apostle, some true signs.
Well, that's one of the things. There will be signs. There will be miracles. You're going to see miracles beyond the shadow of a doubt. You're going to see lives tangibly change. And when I say tangibly change, I'm talking about change until Jesus comes back. And then obviously we're going to be changed even further than that. But because people get excited about a message and walk to the altar and embrace Jesus Christ for that segment, and then 3 days later they're back into the same thing. That was not a tangible change. When you see the apostles come forth, you're going to see a tangible change.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I ask one more?
Sure.
One more question?
Yes, go ahead.
Like for you, I heard your testimony, but like some major signs you saw, just like from your own testimony. I mean, besides, I mean, I understand the confirmations, and I heard the ladies tell you in church and over the phone, but just some other ones, like specific, if you can.
Well, I can tell you what sealed the deal for me. I was in Oklahoma City, walking along a man-made beach. I had my prayer regimen was 3 o'clock in the morning and pray the sun up. I would go back, maybe sleep a couple of hours, take care of whatever business I could. Then I would go back and pray from 12 to 1. Then I would go back in the evening and pray from 5 to sundown. That was my prayer regimen. One morning I was walking along the beach, and I heard the voice of the Lord as clear as I'm hearing your voice. He told me to look down. And when I looked down, he asked me, what did I see? And what I saw on that beach was the tips of the feathers. It was feathers that had been plucked out. It looked like ducks and birds. And the tip of them all had blood on them. And the Lord said, that's my church. My church is blooded and wounded. And I'm calling you to go apostolically and heal my church. And my reply to the Lord, you know the condition of your church. In order for me to heal your church, I have to have the fire of Elijah. By that, I mean I have to have the ability to call on heaven and instantaneously get what I need to validate that this is the assignment that you've called me into. I will not do it without the miracles ensuing. And that was what sealed the deal for me. The Lord showed me the condition of his church.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
You got any other questions, Manny SC? Amen. You definitely want to give out the links, amen, to your websites and everything briefly before we let you go, sir.
Yes, sir. On my Twitter, Facebook, you can just find me, Manny SC or Manny Drew, or contact Faith, and you can definitely get in touch with me.
Definitely. We know we love you, man of God, and definitely, man, we look forward to having you on soon, man of God. Thank you for calling in.
All right, thank you.
All right. So Apostle, amen, we got a few more, amen. Actually, we got about 10 more minutes with the Apostle, amen. We've been having fun. A lot of people have just been learning a lot about this awesome man of God who's been in ministry, amen. He's been in ministry for about 50 years. The Lord has been dealing with him, amen, for such a time as this. One of the things the Lord has just revealed to me about an apostle, Apostle Tyson, is that each one has to have a mission. How key is it to know that the Lord has sent you with a mission to a people? Now, do every apostle has to have a mission to a people?
Well, I mean, if you don't have if you don't have a mission, where are you going, and why are you going?
Mm.
And that is what launches you. It is the compelling voice and the Spirit of God that pushes you where you're going. Because I'm telling you, I can't say all of us would, but I guarantee you at least 50% of us who know that we've been called into this apostle ministry will tell you that there was nothing in us that really wanted to do it. And there are times still that I don't want to do it. I tell the Lord all the time, if you really wanted to, I could be the best church member anybody had. I'm a faithful tither. I serve well. I don't mind doing anything as it relates to what the church needs. And so it's not that we are egotistical, because true apostles are very humble and understand that it is only the grace of God that allows us to operate in what we operate. We didn't call ourselves. We didn't anoint ourselves. So we don't have, it's not my anointing. It's not my ministry. It belongs to God. It's his anointing. It's his ministry. And we have to take that seriously and understand that because we do have a mission to people, it has to be the people who the focus is on and and not us.
Amen. 347-945-5416. This is your last call, people of God, to get your calls in. If you're on the line, press 1. You can definitely get your last calls in for Apostle L. Tyson. I know a lot of y'all know I ask a lot of questions, and I try to cover as much as possible. I appreciate all of y'all tuning in on via internet or the internet, cell phone lines, and all of that. But you definitely can get your calls in at this time. If you're on the line, amen. Many of y'all just sitting there listening, amen. Y'all can definitely, because I know y'all got questions y'all want to ask. I try to cover all. What I want to ask is concerning, help me, Holy Ghost, the dual mantles. Is there anything such as a dual mantle?
I have to understand the nature of the question. You mean?
Okay. Let me go further, Apostle. There's been this thing that's come to my attention that there's been a lot of I got ordained as a pastor or maybe an evangelist. I went from evangelist to a pastor to a prophet to an apostle, where according to Ephesians chapter 4, he said he gave some apostles, some prophets. Is there any such thing as a gradual progression to the apostleship, or when you're called, you're called?
You're called into what you're called into. Now, a lot of people have made it a progressive step, and it's only because they're true servants, and that their willingness to serve in whatever capacity God called into actually calls elevations in their lives and in ministries. But there's no such thing as a progressive step. In other words, there's nothing automatic that you're going to go from evangelist to pastor, and then the next you're going to go to a prophet. There is no such thing as those progressive steps. There are people who have made those progressions because they were great servers, and the Lord knows that he can trust them at any level, so he progresses them to levels. But these are people who are willing to get all they can at the level that they're on.
Okay. So, for instance, the Lord Jesus Christ called 12 apostles. He called 12 apostles. Peter made still mistakes after being called as apostle. He cut off Malchus's ear. He did a lot of, he went back fishing. I mean, even the Lord rebuked him, said, "Satan, get my," he did a lot of crazy things, even after being called to the apostleship. Amen. But in the scripture, we don't see like a gradual progression, like the Lord calling him to something else. He still had to learn in his apostleship, likewise with Paul. But I see what you're saying. You're saying, like, for the better understanding of the listening audience, you're saying that, okay, a person may not know their call to an apostleship, so they say, "Lord, I'm just happy being your servant. So whatever you call me to."
Exactly.
Okay, amen, amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
And then,
Go ahead.
That was me. Man, I'm going to tell you something. The happiest I've ever been in my walk with God is when I was a doorkeeper. I was the best usher at the church I was at. That was the happiest I have ever been in my life. But the Lord would not allow that. I went from the doorkeeper. I taught Sunday school, and I couldn't teach Sunday school without preaching. It was obvious that there was that call of God on my life. But for years, man, I'm telling you, I served for years. I served prophets for years. I never, even though I've been prophesying most of my life, I never called myself a prophet. Never. It was the progression of what God had did in my life, raising me up because I was faithful to serve those who were already there.
That's right.
That God elevated me into the realm. I don't look at this as something glamorous. I've gone through too much hell to consider it glamorous.
Ah, Jesus. Amen. Before we end, behind every strong man, there's a strong woman.
Absolutely.
And yours happened to be none other than Prophetess Tyson. Amen. Did you ordain this fabulous woman of God yourself? Did the Lord commission you to ordain her?
In the prophetic realm,
yes, sir.
She did. But as minister, you know, she came. She has spiritual parents that she yet acknowledges. And I have no issue with that. But I want to correct one thing you said. You said behind every great man. No, that's the wrong thing.
Alongside
with
every man.
A great man. You know, the Bible said they were with one accord. Locked in, she walks in lockstep with me. If anything, the anointing on her life, then I would have no problem walking behind her. She's an incredible woman of God. Absolutely. And that's one of the things that I want to make clear to this audience, because some people would think that we're anti-youth or anti-feminine. I share with people all over this globe that the apostolic is getting younger and it's getting feminine. And we might as well get ready for that, because God is not going to wait till some man gets through down in 40s, killing big six and chasing women to progress his ministry. When he's got willing vessels there, we're willing to go. And I say this, there are some young apostles. There are. There's some apostles that are very young, but they have served faithfully. Awesome gifts, incredible men of God and women of God that they have nurtured, and they are as prepared to walk in the apostolic as some of us who have been walking 50 years. But they know who they are, and they knew that they could not even consider themselves ready to go until their leaders recognized that in them it would not allow them to stay.
So you done started something here, Apostle.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna go there. I'm gonna go there, and Pastor Hill, just bear with me. I know we're gonna go a little over. I'm gonna be respectful, but I'm gonna go here. Amen. What I'm gonna say is this. Okay, so you're saying the leader has to. So have it ever been a situation where you had a young guy in your ministry or a young female in your ministry, and they had such an anointing on their life, and you and your flesh or your natural man might have said, "Lord, I don't see it." And Lord might have said to you, yay, is there. And you might have been at war with the situation. You might have said, Lord, how can I? Just explain that situation quickly if you've been through that. I'm pretty sure you haven't all your years in ministry.
I can honestly say, God is my witness, that I have never had that type of spirit. But the flip side of that coin is that I've been exposed to that spirit the majority of my ministry. I've had very few leaders that would openly recognize who they knew I was, even though later on in years they did recognize it. That's why I preferenced what I said with having great leaders. Great leaders recognize great leaders, and great leaders understand the necessity to inundate the body of Christ with other great leaders. A truly great leader will never hold back anyone who's ready to go. But by the same token, a truly great leader will never release someone who's not.
That's
where the problem in the body of Christ has become. Somebody thinks that they're ready to go because Grandma and Aunt Lucy told them that they were great and they shine greater than their pastor, so they needed to be out there on their own.
Hallelujah.
But a truly great leader recognizes the greatness in everybody that God assigns them to, and they know by the Spirit of God when it's time to release them. And have no problem doing so.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, saints of the Most High God, kings and queens, amen. You have now been informed. You have now been empowered by the very own Apostle Tyson, amen, of Texas, amen, alongside, amen, with Prophetess Tyson, amen, who labors with him in this vision, amen, where they're aligning people to their destiny, amen. We thank your ministry, Apostle. We thank you and your wife for taking time out of the schedule, because I know if I see you, you definitely see her as well. So I thank
amen.
You definitely for being on this broadcast, and I must ask, you must come back, amen, because the people, they definitely been informed tonight, and they love you, amen. And I know Manny SC, busy as he is, he ain't going to take no time and listen to this broadcast if it ain't spirit-led. So definitely the Spirit of the Lord is in the house. So I thank God for you being on this program.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. And I want to say to the young man that opened up with prayer, I was so blessed by the admiration and the genuine affection that he has for his leader. That's someone who's going to go somewhere. Because he understands the greatness in what's over him, what's covering him. He respects his covering. And because of that, the Lord will never have him in a position that he can't draw the fullness of what's in the man of God. because you can only draw to the level of respect that you have for the anointing God places over you. And I want to admonish him to keep on with the spirit that you have, because I see greatness all over you. Because as long as you can understand the power of submission, you will always be put in a greater position.
Amen, amen. That's definitely confirmation. That's definitely confirmation. I bear witness. That's confirmation. Amen, amen. We bless God.
Amen.
We bless God. We bless God. Hallelujah. I thank God for you being on the broadcast, Apostle Tyson. Amen. Taking time out of your busy schedule. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you just pray us out, sir?
Absolutely. Dear God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, God, that you have empowered us this night to empower the listening audience, Lord God. I pray that you would move them away, God, that nobody's life will be the same, God, because they've heard what they needed to hear, God. And because of that, Lord God, every demon, God, that is trying to have any type of influence over, in, or around them, Lord God, is dismissed, even off the assignment. Because the power of truth, Lord God, repels demons. And I give you praise right now, Lord God, for this broadcast, Lord God, that you ordained and assigned and anointed for a time such as this, Lord God, to reach people everywhere, Lord God, with the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, God. God, to empower them through the information, Lord God, of the fivefold ministry. I praise you right now, Lord God, for the tenacity of this man of God, Lord, because you're using him in great and mighty ways, Lord God, to bring all of this enlightenment and information to the body, Lord God. I pray peace over the listening audience right now. And the favor of God, I thank you that it is happening right now, Lord God. While we're praying, I give you glory right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Apostle Tyson, amen. We'll definitely be in contact, amen. God has a lot of wonderful things in store, amen. I bless God for you, Apostle, amen. I definitely humble myself in the presence of God. Amen, ladies and gentlemen, saints of the Most High God, amen. This has been the Mantle of God Empowerment Program, brought to you by EMG Radio, sponsored by On the Spot Nathan, amen. We thank you for sitting in with us tonight. Join us back here on Saturday for the priesthood. Also Sunday, Kingdom Voices will be interviewing the very best in gospel music. And we will be back here on Monday nights for the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. God bless you. You have a God-filled night. And in Jesus' name, thank you, Apostle Tyson.
God bless you.
You are my desire. No one else will do. No one else.
Anybody feel like I feel?
my way. Bring me back to you, yeah. I wanna come back to you, Lord.
Because I see.